Back in now on regional radio, we're speaking to head coach of the Central Rebels volleyball team, Tracy Casey. She joins us on the line now. And, Coach, you guys are just about ready to get your season started. You're returning four starters from a year ago, a team that was very talented and had a very good run of things. So how excited are you for this upcoming season?
No, I'm very excited. Anytime that you can return some experience and are coming off of a good season from the previous year, you know, you have high expectations and you're hoping for good things, and that's what we're doing.
Awesome. And just looking at your lineup a little bit, now you do have to replace your setter, but other than that, plenty of continuity. What are you looking to do with that position specifically?
We actually are going to still run a 6-2. We had Avery Norris as a setter last year, and we are bringing up our JV setter from last year, Addison Casey. She's going to be playing opposite of Avery, so she'll be taking Hannah's spot. And so then that left us with Callie Thurston's position and trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do there. And we've moved some things around a little bit, and you're going to see some people like Kyra Eddings and Shaylee Fishbeck and Mariah Wagner. They're still kind of fighting over that last position. So returning, I have Liberty Coleman, who was our leading hitter, you know, all-conference, all-district selection, and Avery Norris returning as our setter, who was also an all-conference and all-district selection. And then Kaylee Kimball and Lizzie Marler did big things for us last year, hitting middle and outside, and I expect good things from them. And Buckley Moss is returning to play some defense, and I see her doing some good things. The one position that we haven't ran really a libero for the last few years, we've started and we've done some with changing them out and just having them do defense, but this year I am going to run a libero with Jessica Hulsey, and she's a junior coming in. Played some defense and set for us last year, some on the JV.
Yeah, and you know, for those who maybe don't understand, what has been kind of the reason for you not doing that the last few years, and why have you decided to do it this season?
Well, you know, last year I didn't really feel like I needed to, because a lot of times the people that you are playing defense for are your middles, and I felt like Callie Thurston was good enough all the way around. I didn't need somebody to play opposite of her. They were playing back row for Kaylee Kimball, and Callie Thurston was opposite of her, and Callie could stay on the floor, so I didn't need to have a libero. And like I said, I've kind of changed things up a little bit, and Jessica is our number one passer, and she needs to be out there all the time.
Gotcha there. And also looking, you know, going back to the fact that you're doing the two-setter system again here, a lot of times, you know, teams might shy away from that because they don't feel they have enough hitters to make it work, but I'm sure you're pretty confident in your hitters.
I am pretty confident in my hitters, and one of the other reasons why we would go with the 6-2 and having the two setters is because Avery Norris is a good hitter, and I want her to be able to get some swings, and she can't do that if she's one setting all the time.
Right, absolutely. And looking at how your season ended last year, you know, you come up just a little bit short against Festus in that Class 3 District 2 tournament. What do you think you've done in the off season to help get you over that hump?
Well, you know, my girls play a lot of club ball through the winter, so they've done a lot there. I think the maturity. We had a pretty young team, except for our two seniors that we graduated. You know, we were playing four sophomores a lot of the time. And so getting some experience and coming in and playing a lot in the off season, I just feel like we are stronger this year. We spent a lot of time in the weight room. We're jumping better. We're doing a lot of things that I think are just a little bit better than they were last year, so I'm hoping that's going to make the difference.
Obviously, you do lose a couple of big-time leaders from last season. Who do you think has kind of filled that intangible role as far as, you know, vocal leadership or maybe even just leading by example?
Well, you know, Avery is a leader by example, but Avery has really had a hard time of trying to be vocal. And we've talked about that. She and I have talked about it a lot. I did pick her as one of our captains, and I allowed the team, you know, to just vote somebody yesterday, which I haven't even told them yet. They'll know it tonight or when they listen to the radio. I had them vote on another captain, someone they felt like was somebody that would vocalize and take care of the team. And they actually picked our other setter, Addison Casey, to be the other captain. And she never shuts up. She's my own kid, so I can say that. She She is constantly talking on the floor, and we need that. We have to have that. And that was something that you heard out of Callie. Callie never stopped talking. And I actually had one of the newspaper reporters ask me, is she really saying anything, or does she just talk to be talking? I'm like, no, she's saying things that we need to hear. And that was one of the first things at the beginning of the summer that my team said. They didn't realize how much they would miss Callie's mouth. And they did. And so we had to have somebody step up into that. And Addison, like I said, never stops talking, and it's saying the right thing. So we need to have that on the floor, and that takes a little pressure off of Avery, who isn't comfortable being so vocal, but will lead by example.
Coach, that's awesome. We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to you guys starting the season here against Windsor.
All right. Thanks so much.
And that was head coach Tracy Casey of the Central Rebels volleyball team previewing the upcoming season here on Regional Radio.